Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Overnight Guest by Heather Gudenkauf, published by HQ Fiction in 2022. Today's book is all about fear, the past, and a snowstorm. After a fight with her teenage son, Wiley sends him to live with her ex-husband and rents a farmhouse in a small Iowa town to complete her book. All on her own, Wiley has enjoyed the isolation to finish her next true crime book about a crime which happened in the very same town and the same house. She's rented the house where her husband and wife were murdered and a young girl disappeared without a trace. Back in the year 2000, Josie lives in the same house with her parents and rebellious brother. One night, Josie's best friend Becky is sleeping over at their house when a gunman changes their lives forever. Back in the present day, a snowstorm is coming and Wiley is getting ready to hunker down for a few days inside. But when she lets the dog out, she spots something in the snow. A child. Where did he come from? Half frozen, she brings the boy inside and tries to get him warm, but he's angry and scared and won't talk. The storm knocks out the phone lines and Wiley sees lights outside on the road. Who's out there in this weather and why won't the boy let him help her? Is he scared of whoever is out there in the snow? The Overnight Guest is an intriguing thriller written from three perspectives. Present day Wiley, Josie from the year 2000, the sole survivor of the murders in the house, and a third unnamed girl trapped with her mother in a basement by her abusive father. The three stories are woven together into a satisfied and unexpected conclusion, and this story has lingered with me for days afterwards. The Overnight Guest is about mothers and children and family loyalty. Josie refuses to believe that her brother killed their parents after an argument, despite what the rest of the town thinks. Wiley is regretful about the way she treated her son, and the woman in the basement does her best to shield her daughter. The past also haunts this book, in Wiley's true crime investigation and in the walls of the house she rents. This is also a book about strength and the will to survive. These women aren't afraid to act and pick up a weapon if needed. Wiley is feisty and do whatever it takes to save the boy, even if he doesn't want her help. Josie hides in a cornfield to escape the murderer, and the girl in the basement knows that she is the reason that her mother continues to fight despite their horrific conditions. It's also about abuse and greed and the use of power, but how women can band together to fight and set themselves free. So if you like strong women, true crime, hauntings from the past, snow and action, you might like The Overnight Guest by Heather Gudenkauf. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.